Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Dead in Hip Hop audio review. Full Court Press. That's the name of the project. And the artists are Wiz Khalifa, Big Crit, Smoke Dizza, and Girl Talk. Did not see this motherfucker coming. And I don't think I should have to give you guys a background. Now, I do not know who Girl Talk is, but with three out of the four people we know that are, you know, big time, I ain't giving y'all no damn background. We done covered all of them. Ken, when I sent this to you, what was your initial thoughts? Like, not the music, but just the project, like seeing the names and this was actually a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing, but when I saw Wiz, Big Crit, and Smoke Dizza, my first thought was, that should work.
Yeah.
I never thought of pairing them together, but shit, that seems fucking obvious. That shit should work. So I was like, I gotta hear how this sounds.
Well, you know, all three of them were on a song, if I'm not mistaken, on Crit's first mixtape. I want to say it was Glass House.
Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. Okay, so you're right. But damn, I haven't listened to that shit in so fucking long that I didn't even know it exists.
Or it might be Currency instead of Smoke Dizza. But at least two out of them three, they had a song together, if I'm not mistaken. But when I saw it, Ken, I was like, oh, you already know. Nigga, Big Crit, let go. So I was in it. I'm not going to front, though. I like the length in terms of 10 songs, 31 minutes. You could get in, get out. There were some really good moments. There were some slightly questionable moments. But overall, I liked it. One of the things that I liked about this, I feel like it brought Wiz back a little bit. I felt like Wiz was floating off in the damn space.
He was almost out of here.
He was almost out of here. And it's like, you have to come back when you put Smoke Dizza and Big Crit on tracks, bro. Like, there's no way that you can just, you know, be on some other shit. Because, like, Put You On? Now, Mind Blown was cool. But when I heard Put You On, I said, this is that this is what I need. You put these motherfuckers together, that's what I need right there. You know what I'm saying? I love how Crit sounded on that. Wiz, you know what I'm saying? And I don't, like, it's an interesting pairing, Ken, but it works. That shit fucking works. Because I like Smoke Dizza on that one, too. Like, because it almost sounds Southern slightly on Put You On because of the sample, but it's not. It's still, and it has some bounce to it. And I love how Wiz, like, that shit just works, man. And then it goes to the track Season that is just Smoke Dizza. And that one was cool.
Yeah, that one was fine.
That was cool. You know what I'm saying?
Sounded like more of a Wiz track than Smoke Dizza. Like, Wiz should have got that one.
Yeah. I don't disagree. And it, how the story goes. See, now this is one of those that I'm like, we don't need the melodic shit.
It wasn't bad though. But it's definitely a very throwback old Wiz sound.
It was.
Song.
It sounded like off of Rolling Papers.
Yeah, that was the only problem with it. But if it's just Wiz, and I guess Big Crit's on here too, Wiz and Big Crit, then it's fine. I looked at it more of a Wiz Khalifa song, so that's why, while it wasn't my favorite on here, I was like, okay, you know, he's going to have to do his Wiz thing. So I was cool with it, but it's definitely a skippable one for me.
Yes, but then it goes right into no singles. That's where you niggas rap right there. That's what I need. You know what I'm saying? Hard-ass beat. Wiz doing his thing. It has the Southern soulful shit, so you know the Crit through it, his little thing in the gumbo with the sample on there, and all three of them niggas did what they came to do.
Yeah,
that's the shit I need.
That beat was nasty. How you flipped that little sample?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dang, yeah, that shit was dope as fuck. There was one on here where Wiz were going, I think that was, I think that, I should have wrote it down. That shit was so fucking dope how he was doing that in them ad-libs.
Which one was it? Is it toward the end, right?
No, it was the first one. Mind blown.
Mind blown.
Mind blown towards the end. That shit was so mad. I was like, man, yo, that's dope how he was doing that shit. He had a nice little flow to it, man. I was like, damn, that shit's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
But then it went to, okay, so Ready for Love, again, I'm good. Like, I don't need that one. So I was a little mad that they sandwiched no singles into the two melodic ones.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, whatever. But then Ain't No Fun comes on. And I'm like, there go the strip club joint. There go Crit's influence in this motherfucker. Like, hey, man, how the hell we gonna not do a strip club joint? And that's the one right there, man. Like, I fuck with that one. When that shit came on, I said, okay, this is different. Because it don't sound like shit else that's on this project.
Yeah, that one was dope as fuck.
And Fly the Coop.
Big Crit was fucking crazy on that shit.
On which one?
Ain't No Fun?
Oh, yeah.
And I want to say Fly the Coop too.
Yes. That's why I had to ask. Fly the Coop, he killed that shit too.
I think this was his solo track.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, man, I haven't heard Big Crit sound like this in a minute.
Man, you know, I was thinking in my head when this one came on.
That beat.
Yes. When this came on, I said, oh, I got something else for our Friday when y'all motherfuckers vote J. Cole, Big Crit. I know I'm playing that.
Yeah, well, we need to get people to. I think it can stand on its own, but hopefully more people get a chance to hear it because, that shit's dope as fuck.
Well, that's cool. You know, Ken, part of our job is putting people on.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I like how they ended it.
Yeah.
Because honestly, to me, the common thread between I don't know girl talk like that, but the common thread between Wiz, Crit, and Smoke is definitely Currency.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was so dope to put him as a feature on the last joint.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope. And then I like how like they all came in like part of the hook and shit. That's dope, man. Like this project does not feel disjointed. It doesn't feel like it's four dudes.
Oddly enough, it doesn't. Yeah, it's really weird how Girl Talk was able to kind of make all that work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Smoke Diz and stuff like that. You don't like Revenge of the Cool? That sound like some shit. 8-Ball MJG was.
Yes.
Cool.
Now Revenge of the Cool was cool.
Yeah.
I fuck with that one.
Yeah, that shit was nice too.
Yeah.
But I you know, my thing was, man, this was a very surprising good listen for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can play this shit straight through, even though there are some tracks I don't care for all that much, or I don't like as much as the others, but they don't really bother me all that much because I could just let them ride because I know it's going to get to better stuff. But it's just so funny because we've been talking about Wiz and like, and now he popped up and it's like, dang, man, are you rediscovering that magic? Like even Crit sounded refreshing on here. Smoke Dizza, I haven't listened to stuff that he's done in a minute that I can remember.
We reviewed his shit last year, and that came out last year. And you say you're not a Smoke Dizzle fan, but you didn't think it was bad.
Bruh.
I know. No. Yes, no, we did 300 plus albums, so I get it.
Damn.
I get it.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. We did a Smoke Dizzle project.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, we did a Smoke Dizzle joint.
Okay. Shit.
But yeah, now I like Revenge of the Cool, Ken. You what was interesting about this, Ken, how Girl Talk was able to make all of this work with these three artists, but all artists had glimpses, like their own personality came out on particular tracks.
The Hustlers catalog too, that's fucking crazy.
I told you.
And we did Homegrown.
Yep, I told
God
you.
Damn.
Okay, we knocked out a lot of shit last year, bro. We knocked out a lot of shit.
I do not remember those albums. Yeah. So I'm going to have to go listen to them.
But
damn.
Yeah, like I feel all three of them, you felt them through all the tracks, but some of them you felt a little bit more, mm-hmm. right? Like Mind Blown, to me, that's definitely Wiz All Day. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a Wiz type of song. Season, I agree. Like, even though that was Smoke's song, it felt like Wiz.
Should have been Wiz.
It's almost like Wiz said, man, I'm going to do this one, but you know what, Smoke? You go ahead and get it. You know what I'm saying? And then especially like toward the end with like Revenge of the Cool, Fly the Coop. Nigga, that's Southern as fuck.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So Crit is in there. The bounciness, you know, on Put You On, even though it feels a little Southern, but it still feels like a New York track. Mm-hmm. Like, it works. The gumbo tastes good.
Yeah, Girl Talk did his thing. Because he was the one that put this all thing together, crafted the beats and sequencing and everything. I think he did a really, really good job of producing. I've never heard of Girl Talk before in my life that I can remember. I put that disclaimer there. Apparently, I need to put that on there. But yeah, this shit was really good, man. It was really good. I really enjoyed listening to this.
You know,
what's
interesting. Looking at who this was released under, Taylor Gang / GT Recordings LLC / Asylum Records. So
they put it out through Wiz. So maybe it was Wiz and, okay.
Yeah. Huh. But I don't know who's representing GT Records.
That's Girl Talk, gotta be.
And then Asylum Records. And where's Multi? Where's Crit
right,
shit?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Interesting. 10 minutes, 31 songs. Ken, what were some of your favorite joints on here?
Let me get Mind Blown, Fly the Coop, Ain't No Fun, and Put You On.
All right, so for me, give me Put You On, give me No Singles, give me Revenge of the Cool, give me Ain't No Fun, Fly the Coop, and Everyday, goddamn it. I mean, damn near all these shits. Yeah, definitely going to be in my rotation. But yeah, look, you guys already know what it is. This joint right here, fuck it. I'm making an executive decision. All of April, we just dropping them to the public. And I'm going to tell you guys to become patrons at the nomination level so that way you can nominate the four joints that you pick. Look, me and Kent are in agreement. We don't care the genre. We don't care the artist. We don't care the year. If you want us to do some rock and roll shit, we'll do some rock and roll shit. I don't give a damn. It's what y'all want. Y'all voted for it. We're going to do it. So if you want to hear me and Kent's opinion on the music that you choose, become a patron at the nomination level. And all of the other joints, you know, we'll take some recommendations. But these are primarily going to come from me and Kent, and we'll release those to the public. But if you want to know or you want to nominate something in particular, it's going to be exclusively on Patreon. So become a patron today, nomination level, man. But we out, man. Peace.
Peace.